This is KAYT, Gina, Alexandria. This is Gospel Radio at its very best. 88.1. KAYT, praising the Lord.
Greetings, this is Reverend Lionel Smith, pastor of New Scholar Baptist Church. We are a church that is working towards acquiring the mind of Christ. Sit back and listen to the message already in progress. So gracious to God Almighty, this day God has prevailed in our life. He has brought us from a mighty long ways. I'm gracious to Him today for that, and because of that, we see right before our face this day, Sister Carter being 93, 94 years old, and she's still standing, she's still moving, she's still motivated by the will of the Lord. I'm just gracious to God for that and for all the ministers of the gospel according to Jesus Christ. I thank Him for that. All of you that love the Lord, whether you be a preacher, a deacon, or whatever you be, just exercise your gift that God has given you. Don't worry about nobody else, because you have to stand before the judgment seat of Christ for yourself and give an account to whatever you did in your life. What other folks do ain't got nothing to do with you. Keep that in mind. You got to prevail. Jesus, the only one, died for us. Nobody else was worthy to die. Search heaven and earth. Couldn't find nobody worthy to die to pay for our debt. But Christ came and did it. And I thank God for that today. And that's why we need to exalt one another every day of our life. We need to see the good in every human being on this earth. I know we got some difficult people to live with, but let me tell you, love them and do good for them. And you're going to see what God does in our life. Today we're going to continue in the book of Revelation just to get your attention. This is not today. This is not happening today. This is going to happen in the end results when everything is cleared. We're going to have to face the consequence that we're going to be talking about today. And if you latch on to Jesus today, honor him, worship him, and praise him today, you'll be standing with your hand on your hip. Crystal clear, so you're glad. Giving God the praise and the glory for everything that he's done, what he's done. We're going to be up there seeing the enemy going to be damnated. And we ain't going to have no hatred, no animosity, no strife. We're going to sit in there with Jesus and watch the angels perform their duties for the Lord. And we're going to be right there to see just how God, sometimes we feel like they didn't pay for what they did to me. Don't believe that. It's a set time. That's why the Lord told the angels, the saints of God was below the throne, and said, that's why he told me, say, look, just hold on for a season. Hold on for a season. Now, let me finish my work. Then I'm going to repay. And then when he repays us, we're going to be sitting back, cool. You know what I like the young people say? Just cooling. We're going to be cooling. I thank God for that. And then Reverend Jeremiah, I thank God. Good word. Good word. Good word. I always did love you a little. My God, my God. 16th chapter of Revelation. John here, John, you know John is a great man. That's the only man I know never ran from no problem. That's right. Only man I know never ran from a problem, never ran from a situation, wasn't scared of nobody. Y'all don't like that to be taught because y'all think I'm teaching violence. You're going to see some violence here. You're going to see a plenty of violence. It ain't now to be doctrinated now, but you're going to see some violence. And God going to be in charge of it. And see, we want to be easy going all the time. Sometimes you run into some hills you can't climb. Your legs too weak to climb. So you're going to have to call on somebody named Jesus to help me to conquer that thing. In 16 chapters, and I heard John, I heard a great voice out of the temple saying to the seven angels, go your ways and pour out the vials of the wrath of God upon the earth. And the first went and poured out his vial upon the earth, and there fell a noisome and grievous sore upon men which had the mark of the beast upon them which worshiped the God help us, his image. And the second angel poured out his vial upon the sea, and it became as blood of a dead man. And every living soul died in the sea. And the third angel poured out his vial upon the waters and the fountains of water, and they became blood. And I heard a voice of the waters say, listen at this, thou art righteous, O Lord, which art, which was, and shall be, because thou hast judged thus. For they have shed the blood of the saints and the prophets, and thou hast given them, please hear the word, I didn't write this, thou hast given them blood to drink, for they are worthy. And I heard another out of the altar say, even so, Lord God Almighty, true and righteous are thy judgments. And the fourth angel poured out his vial upon the sun, and power was given unto him to scorch men with fire. Hear me now. And men were scorched with great heat and blasphemed the name of God, which had power over these plagues, and they repented not to give him glory. And the fifth angel poured out his vial upon the sea, the seat of the devil, or Satan, the beast, and his kingdom was full of darkness, and they ground their tongue and for pain and blasphemed the God of heaven because of their pain and their sores, and repented not of their deeds. And finally, and the sixth angel poured out his vial upon the great river Euphrates. Keep that in mind. And the waters there was dried up, that the way of kings of the east might be prepared. You may be seated. The anger of God is at hand. I keep saying to you, I know what I'm saying. This not the day this coming to be. Mm-hmm. What God wants today is latch on to Jesus. Get Jesus in our life, and wherever you got Jesus in your life, this is what he does to all of us. He put a stamp on you of approval. When he got ready to send the Holy Ghost back to the earth, what he had to do, he had to go back first. Mm-hmm. When he went back to heaven, then he sent the power of the Holy Spirit back to the earth. And when he sent it back to the earth, it ruled all of us. Now, a lot of y'all think the president ruled everything. And we, United States of America, we over every country on earth. I mean, that's fine to say, but that's ugly to try to rule everybody in the world. Who do you think you are? Why you want power to run everything on earth? In my hand, God hold in my hand the spirit of righteousness for myself, mm-hmm. and how to treat other people, how to discharge my duties unto God. I can't rule everything. When Moses went, you went to Jethro, had Jethro's daughter, they went told to come on in and met Jethro, and Jethro told him, say, Moses, you're going to be crazy, son. You trying to run the whole earth? Put some people in charge. Divide the people up and put people in charge so they can take, and then the more way that matters, they can bring it to you. I'm not against nobody, but I got my cousin, Edgar Williams. Uh-huh. My cousin is Seventh Church. And well, other friend, G.C. Jacob, he had nine. I'm talking reality. I'm not lying on nobody. But this is what I wondered at. I said, how can they master all these churches, and I'm sweating every day, just stay level in the playing field? How can you do it? I've come to a conclusion. Sometimes God gifts us specially to handle more things. Mm-hmm. The Bible tells me where much is known, much is required. So if you got nine or seven, you can't even go to the bathroom. You got to stay in the book all the time. So you have direction to lead people and to tell people how to go in these directions. Now, John here, and say, first of all, the temple was full of smoke. The presence of God was in the temple. It was full of smoke. Couldn't nobody enter in until God's judgment, till God work his thing to us. For us what? Sometimes people tell me, say, Rev, so-and-so. I say, well, I don't play that foolishness. Just straight out, I'm just straight fire. I don't play that foolishness. Well, Jesus, I say, he had to go through that. Jesus had to go through that. Salvation would have been established for us today. He had to go through that. He said we was going to be tempted. How many people here? You can raise your hand. I ain't going to say nothing. I thank God for you if you know. How many people here can die and save another individual? Well, why we always say stuff like that? Jesus went through it. We're going to be tempted. Your blood wasn't good enough. They searched heaven and earth to find somebody worthy to come pay for our sin and debt and couldn't find nobody. Now, all of a sudden, now, just because the New Testament come into existence, now we could do things that ain't never been done before. I don't understand it. You do, thank God for me. Y'all pray for me because I don't see that. John C. seen a voice, a great voice coming out the temple. That's the church, y'all. Seven angels coming out of the temple. And then the angels, God told them, say, you go your ways now and pour out the vials of the wrath of God. We had seven of them. Each one of them had a cup or a vial that filled up with God's complete anger. You hear that? Filled up with God, complete anger. Seven is the fullness of God. He had seven cups, seven angels with a cup themselves. God couldn't just come out and just say, boom, he could have come out and did this. Boom, it's all over with. But he gave people a chance to repent. He sent the first angel. Let's look at it like it is in the book. He said the first angel went and poured out his vial upon the earth. And there fell a nauseam, of grievous and sores upon men, which had the mark of the beast, and upon them which worshipped the beast. Now, this word nauseam, I looked it up and said evil, lack of person or nation, which should be already possessed. Sometime I run around here, we run around here, and tell me I got it, I got the Holy Ghost, we got the Holy Ghost. And then when you come before the mirror of God, you ain't got nothing. You ain't done gonna make noise. You ain't got nothing. The lack of it. When God prevailed in your life, you're supposed to have in you what he say you're supposed to have in you. And then when you come before the judgment seat of Christ, God going to say, stand over there and just be cool and watch my judgment. That's what he's going to do. And that's all we got to do. So this fell upon him and the grievous things, all his pain and agony. And now watch this. Watch this. Sometimes we want everything to go easy in our way, don't we? Tell the truth. Let's be honest with God. We want things to go our way. We want to live easy. We don't want to suffer nothing, and we don't want to be tempted or nothing. If you suffer, you're overcoming, because Christ said, I've overcome it already. And you, because you live in me, you're going to overcome it too. Why we can't take him at his word? John 14 said, let not your heart what? Be troubled. We wear ourselves to death. I tease people all the time. I say, where you at for it? Well, Reb, I don't know. It just left. Yeah, you let it left. Worry yourself to death over these silly things of this earth, all the tangible things of this world, worry about the riches of this world, worry about what car you drive, your position on your job, all that stuff. It ain't to no profit. It's to no profit. Do your job well. Whatever you do, do it well and go about your business. They used to tell me on my job, say, Smith, see, you ain't trying to paint no house. I said, but when I leave here, I want my job to be perfect. When the people come out here and see that, I said, they ain't got nothing to say because I can't take all that foolishness. Telling me what I can't do and all that, I can't put up with that. So I got to do a good job, the best of my ability. I want to do for you the way I want people to do for me. I got to do that for them too. And then God going to pat me on my back and say, well done, son. That's what I'll be waiting on. You ain't going to tell me that you be trying to fool me to get over. You understand what I'm saying, huh? But I want God to say, son, well done. And worry about what the other folks say. And look what he say here. So he say, and I'm going to punish all of them, even that worship the image of the beast. And the second angel poured out his veil upon the sea. Now watch this, y'all. And it became as blood of dead men. And every living soul died in the sea. Woe be unto the people that are going to be on the ship in that day.
Yes, sir.
They're going to die.
Yes, sir.
They're going can't drink blood. Blood is life. Blood represents life.
That's right. That's right.
And you can't drink life. It's not befitting to you. So whatever, if you out there on the sea, you may be skiing out there, whatever, you're going to die. Blood going to kill you. But this blood that Jesus got in the new covenant, it make you alive.
Right now.
But this blood in a judgment sea going to kill you. Because only those that's not anchored in Christ and those that worship the beast, worship the devil and follow after the devil, follow after wickedness, follow after witchcraft and all that, watch me good. You have to give account of that.
Yeah. Amen.
If you're a witchcraft of the day, all you do is go to Jesus. Don't tell me. Somebody hear you talking about this, start scandalizing you. Go to Jesus. Go in the closet, bathroom over there and pray to God and tell him to take that off of you. He'll do it. If you're a liar, go in the back there. You can go in my office. It's open. And start get on your knees and start telling God, take that off me, Lord. I'm a liar. He'll do it. He say he can't lie. He say he'll do it. If you ask me, I'll do it. So when that ship start coming in and out there in the ocean, and you ain't did nothing what God told you to do, you can look for something. And the Bible says in these vials, that's the harshest punishment that you can receive. But if you've been anchored in Christ, you can stand back and be cool. Stick your chest out, sir. And be cool. Ain't nothing going to happen to you. Can't nothing happen to you because God got you sealed. But those not sealed are going to be trouble. He said, and the third angel poured out his vial upon the rivers and the fountains of water, and there, what? Became blood also. Everywhere. I thought about Egypt when I was reading the scripture. When in Egypt, because one of the plagues in Egypt was turning all the water into blood. Then they had another plague, had frogs everywhere, in the bed, in the house, on the shelf, on the shelf, under the shelf, wherever, frogs everywhere. You couldn't live frog hopping on you. That's a plague, worry to death. You can't even go to sleep. Every time you go to sleep, a frog hop over you. You be, you know, some of us snore, right? And when we snore, we open our mouth. And I'm thinking now, a frog jumped in your mouth here. Don't come. It's going to be a dreadful day. That's why he wants to get on board now. They say to get on the morning train, the evening train, you may get too late. To get there late, the door will be closed on you when you get there. Catch that morning train. That means right now. Get on board right now. So God can use you to his glory, not to the devil's glory. And I heard a voice, and I heard an angel of the water say, now this is the angel of the water, thou art righteous, O Lord, which art, watch this, which art, was, and shall be. Huh? That's the start, the middle, and the end. Which shall be. Because thou hast what? Judge. Lord, you ain't nothing you doing wrong. You gave them 42 generations, give them some more time, give them thousands of years more and all that, and say they still wouldn't change. They wouldn't repent. You told them what to do. They wouldn't do none of that. Now you are right for judge. You doing it like you said. You fulfilling through the prophets. You fulfilling through the priests. You fulfilling through the preachers that I got on earth right now. You making it full now. You ain't having no more mercy. Now it's judgment. Now it's judgment. Ain't no sense in hollering for the Lord. Could you wait a minute? I need to go and get that towel off my car that I just waxed. It's too late. It's too late now. You should have took it off when you was doing it. God gave us an opportunity. God gave us a chance to do that which he told us to do. But then sometimes we take it for granted. We too cool with God. I listened at him this morning in the Sunday school. You know what you got to do? I mean, I can't boss nobody. God is my boss, so I can't boss nobody. What we got to do sometimes, if I'm singing, I got to bust my guts with that song from my heart. I got to do it. Because you know what? I ain't trying to please you. I'm trying to please the man that got breath in me right now and let me live and walk around. That's who I'm trying to please, because you can't do nothing for me. Life, health, and strength come from God. And I like to brag on it, so when he hear me, say, listen to my son. Listen to my son speak out. He's not afraid, because I told him in my word, if you shamed on me before men, I'll be shamed on you from my Father, which is in heaven. Look at him there just telling it like he's supposed to tell it. Look at him. He don't even fear nobody. I told a fellow the other day, I said, with all this mess going on all over this nation, and we got to address it or we at fault. All this mess going on all over this nation. And the people is dividing people up, putting evil and image and all that in the midst of all of us and trying to separate the church because they know this. A house divided among itself can't stand. And they want to keep us divided so they can control you. You weak when you're divided. So they want to keep that upper hand on you. But God said, listen at me, y'all. God say, except ye first the kingdom of God and all this right and all these other things, it'll be added to you. So you hold on to God's hand. even though you fall in the water and holler, Lord, help me. God will reach down. He ain't going to tell you nothing. He's going to reach down and pick you up. Watch this. Set you on back on the water and say, go back to the ship on the water. Mm-hmm. See, he proved himself. Yes. We don't like to be proven. Mm-hmm. We like to have things our way and not the way of God. No. But we got to change that. Because one day, we're going to have to meet him face to face. When he break them clouds up there, the Bible tell me every eye. Yeah. Every eye going to see him. And then we're going to be judged by the works that we have done on this earth. Especially those that know and don't do. The book said they're going to be whooped with many stripes. If I'm all fixed up, know everything in the Bible, and don't know how to get along with Edna here, Lord, my tail going to be cut fine as cat hair. That's the old saying. God's going to really put it on me. But this he's trying to prepare us that this won't happen to us, that we'll be in the righteousness and the fullness of the Godhead bodily. And I thank God for that. For they have shed the blood of the saints, of the prophets, and thou hast given them blood to drink, for they are worthy. Now, if I say that in this day and time, somebody, a bully always picking on me, and a car hit him, I know what I'd have saved before I got into Christ. That's good for that rascal. Listen at me now. That's good for that rascal to see it then. I ain't going to fake it. I ain't going to fake, Doc. I'm going to tell you like it is. I ain't faking. That's good for the rascal. I should have bust his head. But if when I left it alone, God reached out and got it. When I left it alone, God reached out and got it. And then when the car hit him, I was just doing this little, Be not deceived. God is not marred. Whatsoever man soweth, oh God, that shall he reap. So I'm treating you bad. You ain't doing nothing to me, and I'm treating you bad. Whoa. 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 That's dangerous to say. God getting loose. He finna, all his judgment, he finna break loose with full strength. And can't nobody stop him. I gave somebody a parable yesterday. I say, I'm 126 pound playing football. And I say, here's a man here, 250 pound running. He run 109 foot fast. And I say, and they teach you nowadays, it's changed the rules of everything to satisfy men. And say, now these days, they tell you you can't hit him below the knee and you can't hit him above the shoulder. And I said, I look like a fool. I'd have told my coach, go somewhere else. I'm going to hit, what his name is, he used to play for Houston. Earl Campbell. I'm going to hit Earl Campbell in his midsection? That's suicide. He going to run over me and keep going. My job is to use wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. I'm going to hit the tip of his toes. I'm going to hit the tip of his toes to save my life. What are you saying? I'm going to do it. Jesus said, the meek shall inherit the earth. I'm going to go to the Lord in the normal way that possibly exists in order to do my job. I don't want to be high strung. People can't talk to me, can't say nothing to me. I don't want to be that kind of person. I want to be a person that anybody can talk to. And I can go anywhere I want to go, and nothing can harm me. That's why I said we got to go through Becker's Valley sometime. We need to be tried every now and then to see if we're strong enough to stand. That's all God wants from us today. And we're going to do it. We're going to do it. We're going to do like God say for us to do. But sometimes people just go on and on and on, and they keep doing whatever they're doing, and they're looking for God to come help. And I heard another out of the altar say, even so, Lord God Almighty, true and righteous are thy judgment. Well, I've been telling the same word all my life. Now that I'm judging, y'all see for yourself. It's a rightful judgment. It's a rightful judgment. Ain't nothing just coming out the clear blue sky that ain't never existed before. It's already since the beginning. The Bible says in the beginning. What's the word? The word with God. So, other word, Doc, God see everything on it. You reckon God needs to go to the eye doctor? What you call him? Optometrist. You think he needs to go and get his eyes checked? Huh? Sometimes people think he don't see. Sometimes people think he can't discern the very thought that been to be produced. He said he know the thoughts before we have manifested them. So we have to be cool and stay like he say be, so we don't fall into condemnation. Let us go on, we're almost through. And look what he say. Look what he say to us here. Look what he say to us here. And the fourth angel poured out his vial upon the sun. Now, y'all better listen at this. And power was given unto him to scorch men with fire. What? Now, you know what I thought? First of all, I always thought this way. The sun's so hot, it'll get close to anybody to burn you up. Watch this. But I said if a shield come over, like, you know, when the clouds get over, it'd be cooler, and then it don't be so hot, right? But watch this. When this fourth angel pulled up on his vial up on the sun, now watch what this say now. When he poured up on the sun, he says that it's going to do what? Scorch people, right? We preach like this. The spirit ain't going to be scorched. You going to be scorched. You and this the earthly stuff. This in the earthly realm now. This ain't in heaven now. The judgment come from heaven. Am I right? The judgment come out of heaven. We on earth being judged on earth in these temples that God let us use for a while. Say, put it on all of the full measure of it upon the sun. And power was given unto them to scorch men with fire. California, if they was listening at the word today, all out there in west in the desert area and all that, they'd know that it's something strange about that. We've been having fire there for so many years, centuries, decades, fire. Why is that? Why would Jesus tell me to be humble and meek and then whoop me for being humble and meek? He ain't going to do it. He's not going to do it. That's us with that stuff. He said we're going to be tempted. Mm-hmm. Be of good cheer. Don't worry about it. When you're tempted, go on about your business. Act like you're naive in your temptation. Go on about your business. He got us. When God say, I got you, he got you. He got you. If he lie, listen to me good. If God lie, heaven and earth going to pass away on the spot. He can't lie. You know, the word in it's in the text here about a blaspheme. Do you not know a blasphemer, it's going to be hard for him to get in heaven? Because blaspheme is denying the very existence of who God is. That's amazing. When we deny the book, this is why I don't get in them religious arguments. I feel like I'm ignorant getting in a religious argument, fussing over the scripture. That ain't me, y'all. Y'all just get you another pastor. I'm not going to bow that low. Why would I'm Baptist till I die. I'm Pentecostal. Jesus. That ain't worth healing being. Because if Jesus is living inside of you, you're going to act like he wants you to act. And Satan, you got to keep this in mind. Satan going to come at you. So let him come. When I used to box, they said, we're going to put so-and-so on. And said, okay, no problem. So-and-so come to me. They stopped the fight. Why? Lionel, you're going to kill that man. I said, that's what I was trying to do. I'm a boxer. I'm trying to knock him out. That's my job. Try to knock him out. So then, our job is to, Jesus, first of all, he said, none but the pure in heart shall see God. So our job is to walk as perfect as we possibly can, knowing that stumbling blocks, knowing that failures are going to come in our life, but still strive to be like God wants you to be. And stop going around saying, ain't nobody perfect. That's a cop-out. There ain't nothing but a cop-out. He said, Matthew 5:40, be ye therefore perfect, even as your Father. Jesus didn't even brag on and say, even as your Father, which art in heaven, is also perfect. And we want to cop out. Ain't nobody perfect anyway. So I just made a mistake. I talked to God. The next step you make might not be a step. What you going to do then? Huh? Lord, help us. Help us, Jesus, to understand your will, your ways, Father. Help us to understand that. And it said men, watch this, were scorched with great heat. They blasphemed the name of God, which had power over what? The plagues. And they represented not to give him glory. Could we go back to Egypt a little while? People dying, because Christians and sinners was dying. Well, they wasn't Christians then, but righteous people and sinners was dying. So God told Moses, Moses, son, go get some animals that's perfect, pure, never been defiled. Kill them, Moses, put the blood in a pan, and what I want you to do, I ain't going to stop the death angel, let him ride. He said, but take the blood, put it on the doorpost. Put it on the windows or whatever it is. Put it on there and say, when the death angel come, he see that blood, he going to take off. Do you not know that nothing can master the blood? I'm talking about the blood of Jesus, the Magnum Lamb of God. Nothing can master that, the blood. We got to keep that in mind. If I'm anchored in Christ, what am I afraid for? We walk the street every day. One day, we was out there, and a truck come, the man dropped his cell phone, rushed down to pick it up and tore all the mailbox down. It wasn't his fault. He just, with the fault of it, was talking on the phone, driving. That was the fault. So that taught me some sense. If I'm driving, I ain't putting no phone. Huh? The man just, he didn't try to run over our box. Even though they fixed it back, what he did, he dropped the cell phone, he wrecked the phone, took his mind off what he was focused on. Asked Peter in the resurrection. Yes, sir. Peter looked at the water moving fast, took his mind off Christ. He was looking right, going straight to Christ, took his mind off Christ, and he sank. But Peter had sense enough to know that whatever he and the Lord, him and the Lord, good buddies. And when he went down, he said, Lord, save me. Jesus reached down, got him, picked him up, and sent him on back where he needed to be. That's a blessing all by itself. And the fifth angel poured out his vial upon the sea, the seat of the beast, the devil, old Satan, the old wicked one. And his kingdom was full of darkness. And they gnawed their tongue and their pain. Now they scream, Matthew, something. I think it's Matthew, they're going to be weeping and gashing their teeth, right?
That's right.
Weeping and gashing. It's too late for that now. Too late for that now. You should have took heed to what was told you. You should have heed what Jesus said you need to do. But you wouldn't do it. Now you need the Lord. You need him bad now. Because the devil going to come and put his little snakes on the floor. Call all the people in the country to come and witness this, his great authority. And then our God, our Savior, our Master, going to say, Moses, what's that in your hand? Lord, that's just that rod, that stick that you gave me. He said, Moses, cast it down on the floor. Throw it down, and Moses' stick. Now, y'all, I ain't crazy. I know that. Moses' stick ate all them snakes up. A stick, wooden stick. Ate all them snakes up. Then the Lord told him, say, Moses, yeah. Say, catch it by the tail. Biblical word. Can I say it? Biblical word, fetch, right?
Yeah.
Biblical word, fetch. Say, fetch it. Moses picked it up. And watch this. All them snakes in that stick. And it was backwood.
That's right.
When a man of God touched it, it was backwood again. And if Moses was trying to be hip, now I'm just adding this in. I ain't adding to the word, I'm adding this in. If Moses was sticking, had a backache, he'd be walking like this with his stick. You know how Ananias used to do? He's fully dressed. I mean, he decked out. I can't talk against him. He was decked. I like to dress like that. He was decked. He'd come in here like this. But Moses showed out then. His God. He showed what his God had authority and power to do. And that's what we got to do. Things don't come at us, but we got to show out for God. We got to show God, say, Lord, I believe you and I accept you, and whatever you want me to do, I'll do it. And blaspheme God, they denied God of heaven because the pain was on them now. The pain was on them now. All that pain and stuff was on, and they still wouldn't repent. You, don't you know sometimes we go through a lot of stuff and God jealous tests? Repent.
Yeah.
We too proud to repent. Just repent and I'm going to take care of you. Repent and I'm going to take care of you. We won't repent. And that day, you ain't going to have no option. Won't be no option. You got an option today. I can beg my apologies today, Dr. Benjamin. I can beg my apologies to you not today. But if I lay down and go to sleep and don't apologize to you, Lord help us. What here? There's rest for the weary.
Yeah.
All right. Okay, I thought that was a song. That's in Christ now, not in the devil. And as we close, it says, and the sixth angel poured out his vial upon the great sea, great river. What that is? Euphrates. Now watch this. Now don't get aggravated and mad and angry with me. And the waters thereof was dried up, that the way of the kings of the east might be prepared. Watch this. Now, y'all, I know you don't want me to say, after my spirit tell me, y'all don't like me to say things that's in the Bible that's true because of my color. Y'all don't like me to talk like that. But I've been beat up so much, I can't help but tell it. The Euphrates River. That's where all black people come up, the Euphrates River. Four rivers came out of Ephraim. Pison, Tyrus, Hiddekiah, and a Gihon. And they came into one head.
Yeah, yeah. That's right.
And we need to know that. And when they put that in there, King James didn't have the ability to know how to translate all those words, so he did the best he could. But I'm proud to know that when I was over there in Africa,
the Lord
had me, brother.
Yes, sir.
We want the material possession of the earth, so we travel to and fro just to be able to have what we want. Because America fooled us. If you come to America, you got everything. You ain't got nothing, is you? You ain't got nothing. We don't even have decent homes if you ain't rich or millionaire to stay in. I'm closing on this, but I got to give my testimony now. I was living in Bunker, Louisiana. We had wooden floor. It was cold. You think I had to go outside to feed the chicken? Smith, how you fed the chicken and didn't go outside? I right through the floor. Put that cone right through the floor. Look where the Lord has brought us from. I left Bunker riding a wagon. I come in Ellie riding a Buick, a Mercedes. Rolls Royce. Lord, help us. He just wants me to acknowledge that in all things. He said he'll direct my path. That's all he did. We thank God for you today. May God bless you and keep us our prayer. And we hope we say something to encourage you just to get on board now. Because if you don't get on board then, you're going to be off board then. And you're going to have to face the devil, the locusts, the old devil. That old serpent called the devil, you got to face him. And I think Sister Sherman already dressed it up this morning. And she said, that old devil, he deceived the whole world. He deceived the whole world. He got people going like him, and he beautified everything so we can jump on the boat. When you get on the boat, you'll drown.
Yes, sir.
That's what the book say. You get everything out there in the boat, gonna drown, die. But Jesus said, if you get on the morning train, you don't know what I'm saying, girl. If you get on the morning train, it don't stop till God say stop it. We thank God. Will there be one today ready to?
I worship. Can work it out.
Oh, let's go,
God bless you. We hope that this message has encouraged your heart. We invite you to come worship with us at our Sunday school service beginning at 9 a.m., our morning worship service at 11 a.m., Bible study every Wednesday night from 7 to 8.